You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You sell the chametz to the guy. You're not in the business. You're not a storekeeper. You sell it to the guy. Then after Pesach, you buy it back, and it's sitting in your house the whole time. So that's called the harama. In the normal course of events, I wouldn't sell any spaghetti that I have in my house to the guy. The guy wouldn't buy it. In the normal course, he wouldn't buy it. Unless I sell it to him and he takes it home. Okay, that's not a legal fiction. So he takes it and he keeps it and he eats it. I remember I used to sell all the schnapps to my next door neighbor. Within half an hour, he drank up all the schnapps and he died from a liver condition. He drank so much schnapps. But if you sell a chametz and you leave it in your house and you buy it back, that's a harama. So the Bchor Shor says, based on this Gemara, that we don't permit harama on dinam deraisa. So he says it's not proper to rely on the chiras chametz benegat the chametz bein. So Soloveitchik used to say, if you have taruvas chametz, yeah, if you have food which has an ingredient mixed in less than 50% of the food is flour, so that's only taruvas chametz. So you can rely on the Rabbeinu Tam that it's only by yirama derabanan to permit harama. Benegeyat chametz bien, you should be machmal like the Bchor Shor that we shouldn't permit harama. Benegeyat tarubas chametz, he thought you can rely on the Rabbeinu Tam and so holds that it's only the Rabbanon, so then we would permit harama.
It was on
chametz bien, yeah.
That was zichur.
The Jewish farmers had to feed chametz to the cows. So the Nesivis was the big makel over here. So the Nesivis has a collection of tshuvas. That's the first tshuva. The Rav from Bechotch sent him a letter. How can you permit harama on a din deraisa? It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says we don't permit harama. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. It says when you're a poyda your own Ma'aser Sheni, you have to be Ma'aser Chaimish. Let's say the Ma'aser Sheni is worth $10. And you don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim. You want to be paid to bring the money to Yerushalayim. So you have to set aside. Tosefes Chaimish means add on another 25%. So if it's worth $10, you have to give $12.50. If you pay to someone else's Ma'aser Sheni, you just give the $10. You don't have to be Ma'aser Chaimish. So the Mishnah tells you how to beat the system. Mishnah says, for all those who want to learn Mishnah, Kate said, Ma'arimim ala Ma'aser Sheni levdosim ala Chomish. How would we recommend that you should save yourself having to give the additional $2.50? So it says, give the money to someone else, and they can walk off with your money. And if you give the money, I'll deny that I'm only giving you the money on the condition that you use it to be paid in my sheni, then it's my money. So then the whole trick doesn't work. So you have to give it to a friend who's not going to fool you, he's not going to walk off with your money, but with no strings attached officially. Then when he's paid your Ma'aser Sheni, you can be paid a below Chaimish. So the Yerushalmi comments on the Mishnah, what's going on? The Mishnah tells you how to beat the system. The Chumash says, when you paid your own Ma'aser Sheni, you have to be Ma'aser Chaimish, you have to add another 25%. So why does the Mishnah recommend how to beat the system? The Yerushalmi says, in Kol HaTorah Kula, we don't permit Ha'arama and Dinim Deraisa, except over here, because the Pasuk says, Ki Varechecha Hashem Alokecha. If you had a bountiful season, you have so much Tvua, you have so much Ma'aser Sheni, it's going to be so expensive to bring it to Yerushalayim. So then the Torah says, V'tzart HaKesev Yadecha, you can be paid. So since the Torah says the whole Din of Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni is because of his ki varechecha Hashem alakecha, so the Torah is implying however you can save yourself money, do so. So the Yerushalmi says this is the only case where we permit harama, and all other cases there I said we wouldn't permit harama. So that's what the Bechotcher Rav sent this taina to the Nesivis. So he wrote back a response. You want to do whatever you want. You want to be machmik zintahid. My psak was accepted all over. The Bavli doesn't have that comment. We don't hold like that. So it's muta. So the Bechor Shor though was tumbling about that. Bechor Shor holds that you shouldn't do harama and dinim there. I said the Pashup Shat in Rishalmi means something else though. When you pay the Ma'aser Sheni, that's a mitzvah. You say bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvos v'tzvon al pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. The Rambam quotes. And then when you bring the money to Yerushalayim, when you buy salami sandwiches, with beer, wine, whatever you're going to buy, that's called chilul ma'ase sheni. Say another bracha, al chilul ma'ase sheni. When you put the peres onto money, you say al pidyon ma'ase sheni. When you put the money onto the food in Yerushalayim that you're going to eat, b'kedusha v'tahara, that's a bracha al chilul ma'ase sheni. So you're talking about a mitzvah over there. So the mitzvah b'shleimusa is the chaimish is not mi'akev. Let's say I'm putting my own ma'ase sheni. I didn't give $12.50. It's only worth $10. I gave $10. So Gemara says that ha'asaf as chaimish is not mi'akev. But the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to be ma'asev chaimish. So there's a l'chatchila deraisa over here. That's what the Nitziv points out. Where do you have a l'chatchila on the level of deraisa that's not mi'akev b'riyeved? Tosis writes in the beginning of Gittin, l'chatchila b'riyeved. Let's say a get. L'chatchila the get should have been written by like this, and b'riyeved the get is good like that. So Tosis writes that's a dead giveaway that it's only midirabbanan. It doesn't make sense to have a l'chatchila b'riyeved on a get. A get is a matir. So nishke mitzvah, what do you say? A bracha when you give a get. And the chatchili should make the get heed the mitzvah on a golden plaque. It's not a mitzvah. A get is a matir. So in a matir, it does make sense to have a lachatchila b'diyevin. Whenever you have a lachatchila b'diyevin, let's say we said chalitza. Tosis gives that moshe, chalitza. So lachatchila, the mitzvah b'shlimus is to do chalitza, rikike, and kriya sapsukim. And b'diyevin, if you didn't do the kriya sapsukim, you didn't do the rikike. So b'diyevin, you yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shlimus. So Tosis says, how come you have lachatchila b'diyevin? Because chalitza is a mitzvah. It's not just a matir, it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. That's the Tosis in the end of Nida has like that. Well, that's what he said, if you bring a korban mincha, you have the flour, the oil, you didn't do the blila. So loy balal is kosher. Mishnah says, if it's royal blila, loy balal is kosher. Why is that? Because hakrovas amincha is a mitzvah, and blila is a mitzvah bishlei musa. So the Mishnah says, if you did the mitzvah shalom bishlei musa, you're yotze. So you have l'chatchila mediyevit on the level of the rice and mitzvahs, but you don't have l'chatchila mediyevit in a matir. That's if you have a matir and you say lechatchila like this, but ever like that, that's obviously only midirabbanan, can't be minatir. So here, by pidyon ma'aseh sheni, that's a mitzvah when you say a bracha, and the mitzvah, and that's why there's such a concept as tosefes chaimish. If you pidyon your own ma'aseh sheni, that's the way to fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimusa. If you don't give the tosefes chaimish, more proofs in the Mishnah, chaimish is not mi'akev. So if you're dealing with a mitzvah, so then I understand. We wouldn't permit harama. You're going to do harama, you'll be left without the mitzvah. In the normal course of events, you have a mitzvah to do the pidyon ma'aseh sheni bishlei musa by giving $12.50. It's your money, it's your peres. You should give $12.50 to Sefer Chaimish. If you're going to give the money to someone else, that's what the Yerushalmi says, this is one and only case. And kol ha'tarakula, when you have a mitzvah deraisa, and we permit you to do a harama. But by your rabbi matzah is nishke mitzvah, that's an aveira. You're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. So as long as you don't have chametz in your ownership, by hook or by crook. If you did a stunt, you did a harama, you sold the chametz to the guy, then after Pesach, you buy it back. What do I care? Why should harama be yasa? Let's say people shave with an electric shaver. So you hold that it's muta. Aye, but they shaved off their beard, it's a harama. Torah says you're not allowed to shave your beard with a razor, so I'm doing a harama, I'm doing a stunt. I'm using an electric shaver. Haram is mutter, as long as you're not in violation of the din atar. If it's mutter to shave with an electric shaver, if it's asr, it's asr. But if it's mutter, there's no problem. Ay, it's a harama. What's wrong? Haram is mutter when it comes to an aver. There's something wrong with doing a haram and an aver. If it's mutter, it's mutter. So the Pashto says, Yerushalmi, you can't even tell from that Yerushalmi and Ma'aseh Sheni. Ketzer Marimim ala Ma'aseh Sheni livdosa b'lo chomish. Yerushalmi says, this is the one and only case where we permit you to do harama. No, the one only case where we permit you to do harama with respect to a mitzvah, respect to an issa, you should always be allowed to do a harama. That's the Pashtus. And the Gemara in the end of Shabbos that the Bechor Shor quotes, he didn't quote that Yerushalmi and Ma'aseh Sheni. He quotes the Gemara in the end of Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos is a totally different story. The Gemara says there was a yeshiva man who wanted to go to the, on Shabbos, he wanted to go to the other side of the river to see how his field is doing. So there was a ferry, and you didn't have to pay any money to use the ferry. The ferry, the municipality has the ferry go back and forth all day long. But there's a din, you're not allowed to row a boat on Shabbos. So he made believe that he went to sleep on the boat. He made believe that he went to sleep. And then the ferry went to the other side. He realized he came to the other side. He makes believe he wakes up. Oh, he's on the other side. So he jumps off of the boat and he looks what's doing in his field. So the Balabatim are very upset. They went to complain to the Rosh Hashiva. You're a Talmud, you're a Kolonik. He goes, he rides on the boat on Shabbos. So he said, what was the story? So they said, he made believe that he was sleeping. So he said, that's okay. Harama is muta because it's only the Rabbana. If it would have been an Issa Deraisa, we wouldn't permit Harama. But an Issa Derabbana, we do permit Harama. What has it got to do? That's not a legal fiction. That's a totally different word. There's Xera Derabbana, that you're not allowed to row a boat on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go in a boat in order that they should row you to the other side of the river. Xera Shami Isak and Chavishel Shayotim. Xera Derabbana, that you're not allowed to. So, we wouldn't say a Talmud Chacham knows what's also what's mutter. So for all Talmud Chachamim are allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos because we don't have any gzeris of a Talmud Chacham. You can't say that. So every time they can hire me, say, I'm a Talmud Chacham. I know I'm not allowed to be misak and chavish el shayotin. So the chashash doesn't apply by me, so I'm allowed to do it. So you can't say it like that. Every gzeris will fall apart. But if the Talmud Chacham makes it look like an accident, and the Balabatim will not have a taina, he went in the boat. No, he made it look like an accident. He went to take a nap on the boat, and the boat only goes once every hour on the hour, once every 2 hours on the hour, whatever. So he went when it's not going, and he took a nap. He made believe he's taking a nap over there. So haram is muta means you're permitted to violate a gzera derabbanan if you make it look like an accident, if you're a tzurvim derabbanan. If you're a balabas, you're not allowed to. We don't permit it. If you're a tzurvim derabbanan, we allow it, because you know what the dinim are, so the gzera doesn't apply. But we don't allow you to violate all the gzeras because you know the dinim. The balabatim are going to see from you that they can violate. So if you make it look like an accident, then it's mutter. So that's what the Gemara says. That's a fantastic chiddush lahakel, that you allow such a harama on a din derabbanan. So the Gemara says, that's only on a din derabbanan, that's a gzera. On a din derais, of course you're not mater harama. You'll be in violation of an aver derais. So that's the Gemara that the Bechor Shor quotes. It really has no shaychus to the whole story of Mechiras Chometz. The Gemara is in Gans in a different voice.
By my
I don't know. It's a good. It's a kasha on Yerushalmi. I don't know. So Nachamon. So the Mishnah listed off several dinim, which relevant to know which are the chameshes minidom. Then the end. The Mishnah base has a machlekes hatanoin. But in Dorim, the Gemara has the klal. The middle of the Dorim, you have 20, around 30 blot, where you have Mishnais and Brises and Gemaras. They keep on speaking about loshim b'nei adam. If a person took a neder in Hebrew, Bizman HaTanaim, the spoken Hebrew today in Eretz Yisrael is totally different. Spoken Hebrew in Chutz La'aretz is totally different from the way it is in Eretz Yisrael, totally different from the way it was Bizman HaTanaim. So the klal is benedorim halacha halashim neyodim. Whatever language he's speaking Yiddish, speaking English, speaking Hebrew, it depends what's included in the net. It depends on halashim neyodim. So you have the middle of the dorm, you have around 30 blot that person takes in that, what's included. So the Gemara gives a psak. So the Miri always writes, it repeats every single time. This psak is Bosa Mokam of Bosa Zman. This psak applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaTanoim. It doesn't necessarily apply Bizman HaZeh. That's why it's a Pella, the Shulchan Aruch, and Yeridei quotes all of those details from the Zman HaMishnah, Bizman HaGemara, and the Miri says it's not necessarily applicable Bizman HaZeh. You have to be done the Shadus all over again. What's the Lashem and the Adam today? Totally different. Usage, the Hebrew usage and the mashmos of the words in Hebrew today are totally different from the way it used to be in the days of the Tanaim. So here the Mishnah has, a person takes a neder, I will not eat bread. So is rice bread included or not? I will not eat cake. So is rice cakes included? Does Manazeli call it rice cakes? I don't know if people call it rice bread. So it depends what's in Lashem and the Adam. So the Mishnah says, I know that that's the second half of Mishnah base. This is not a halacha already. This depends on Lashem and the Adam. It's a din. But it's not. It wasn't decided by poskim. It was decided by taking a poll of what's the usage of the term. I know that when I pass a min atvua, a person takes a neder, I will not eat tvua, I will not eat pas. Also, Bohem Devar Meir. A Meir says, only also in the Chameshes Minidogan, because in Loshem Minidogan, the term Pas only applies to the Chameshes Minidogan, and the term Tvua only applies to the Chameshes Minidogan. So the implication is, Rav Meir says, that's only if he says Pas or Tvua. What if he says, I take a neder not to eat Dogon? So we say Chameshes Minidogan. There are only five grains that are called dogon. So Rav Meir says, yeah, that's an halacha. But in Lashon Bnei Adam, dogon means mita d'midgan, whatever you would put in a big pile. After you remove all the psodas and you pile it up, so that's called dogon. So Rav Meir says, if you take a net and not to eat dogon, a lot of vegetables will be included also. The Chachamim Marim and the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. This is a detail in Hilchas Lashem and Yodam. What's the poll? Maybe Rav Meir lived in one section Eretz Yisrael, Chum lived in a different section Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim Maimrim, they disagree with Rav Meir. Hanodim and Adogan is also the same din. Just like you said by Pas and Tvue, it only applies to the Hameshis Min Adogan. So the same is true. Hanodim and Adogan, Ein Asa Ela Mehem. Only Hameshis Min Adogan are us. Yeah. What else depends on Hameshis Min Adogan? So the Mishnah has, I don't know why it's not put together, the Mishnah has later, Mishnah Ches, here it's on page 9 in these booklets. Mishnah Ches is on page 9. So the Mishnah talks about Isus HaKlovin. I make bread that only the behemoths, it's only intended for behemoths to eat, human beings are not going to eat it. A person can eat it. It's not allowed. They attract to human beings also, but it's not normally eaten by human beings. So the Mishnah says, "Isus haklovim bisman shehareim ochlam imeno." If it's common practice, the shepherds will eat part of it. Most of it they'll eat to the give to the klovim, and some of it they'll eat themselves. So then it's mamish alechem. So there's no problem. But bisman she'ein haroim ochlam imeno. If it's only miyuchad for the behemoths, it's nachalai de'atchak to human beings also. So that's why the Mishnah is going to say that it is mekabel tumah. There are only four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Odom, kelim, ochlim, and mashkim. Not every odom. The ochrim are not mekabel tumah. Not all kelim. They click lolim, klei avonim, klei adom are not mekabel tumah. But basically, odom, kelim, are mekabel tumah. Then ochlim and mashkim doesn't mean food. There's a different din. Ochlim and different din mashkim. Ochlim is mekabel tumah, but you need hechsher. You have to rinse it off with one of the zay mashkim first. Mashkim, a mekabel tumah, you don't need any hechsher. So these are the alpidin, the four categories of things that a mekabel tumah, odom, kelim, ochlim, and mashkim. So the din is in Hilchas Sukkah. We just observed Sukkah. Din is in Hilchas Sukkah. The schach has to be gedulei karka, has to be tovish, has to be dovish, any mekabel tumah. So what if it's, I use apples and oranges, it's gedulei karka and it's tovish, but it's a dovah hamekabel tumah. So that's no good. What if I'm going to use grass, but the cows eat this grass, so the horses eat, I'm going to use hay, I'm going to buy bundles of hay. The bundles of hay is Michael Behemah, but it's not Michael Adam. So the din is that Michael Behemah is not Mekabel Tumah. Only Michael Adam is Mekabel Tumah. Here the Mishnah says this Isus HaKlovim, this bread, is Miyuchad for Behemahs. Human beings can eat it al idei atchak, let's say. Human beings, bismancha roi mochel man is regular bread. Yoshad, bismancha ain't a roi mochel. If the shepherds will never eat this stuff, but bishas atchak they will eat it, it's not like eating hay. So then the din is that it is mekabel tumah. For the purposes of a kabbalah tumah, as long as it's roi lechal adei atchak, it's called meichel odom. But the Mishnah says when you eat it, you don't say hamoitzi. In order to have the chashivas, the Mishnah says in brachas, in the beginning of Ketz and Mevorchim, whatever grows from the ground, you say bori pri hadoma, except for bread that has a higher bracha, you say hamoitzi lechem in haaretz. So basically, bread should have also been bar pri hadama, but because it has a chashivas. So the chashivas of bread is only if it's oimid lachil asadam, if it's normal bread. If it's anisus haklovim, it's man she'en aray mochlem emenu, the shepherds never nibble, they never eat from it because it doesn't taste good. It is roi lachil asadam adei atchak, but they never eat it. So then you would say shahakal. You would say shahakal if it doesn't have the chashivas. I don't even think you would say bar pri hadama. I think he would say shakal, because it's not normal to eat it. Whenever you eat something, shaluk derech achila, you say shakal, you don't say hamoitzi. Then the Mishnah has, that's a din derabbanan, where they say shakal, mezoinus hamoitzi, whatever, that's a hadoma. That's an issue derabbanan. Then the Mishnah has another din derabbanan. A ruvi chatzeris can only be made with bread. Lechem shemavachem olav hamoitzi. Shitufim avuas is not, there are different kinds of a ruvin. There's a ruvi tchumin, if a person wants to go chutz letchum. So then the Mishnah says, Bakol Mi'arvin. You can use gefilte fish, you can use oranges, apples, potatoes, tomatoes, bread, salami, you can use gefilte fish, you can use whatever you want. But Eruv HaTzeris is it in only pas, only lechem shemavrachim olav hamoitzi. So that's what the Mishnah says, if you have an Isus HaKlovim, you have a bread that was intended for behemoths, and the shepherds never eat from it, It's nechal adi atchak libnei yodim. So that's relevant. It'll be mekabel tumah. But it's not called lechem. So such bread will not be acceptable for eruvei chatzeris. Eruvei chatzeris has to be dafke pas lechem shemivorchem olav hamoitzi. Usually, when you make an eruvei chatzeris, you use a box of matzahs because we're going to use challah. It's going to get stale unless you wrap it up in a plastic bag and put it in the freezer or something. But years ago, they didn't have a plastic bag. They didn't have freezers. So they used to make eruv chatzeres by using matzahs. So that was the kasha, the achrenim ask, but the Sfardim say mezainis on matzahs. And the Gemara says that for eruv chatzeres, it's only good lechem shemavrochem olav hamoitzi. So how is the matzah, how is the eruv chatzeres good? Everybody used to use matzah. Used to hang the matzah up in the shul. Everybody know the eruv is up, you have to check to Tzuris, but the eruv is up, the matzah was up. The matzah was this. How is matzah good if you have svardim in the community? So the answer is, even the svardim, if you eat enough matzah, then you say hamoitzi. On Pesach night, they do say hamoitzi because they're kaveh suda on the matzah. So that's also a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, there's what we call pas habob kislin. Pas habob kislin is cake and cookies that basically is a snack, anash. But if you eat enough of it, then you have to wash until the time. You have to say hamoitzi. You have to say birchas hamazon. So that's called a subcategory of pas. That's pas habo bekisnin, a subcategory of pas. But basically, it is pas. So the Gemara says it's good for eruv chatzeris. It's good for eruv chatzeris. Even though all year long you say bar minim, you can use cake for eruv chatzeris also. Because if you have enough cake, then it'll be the bracha will be hamoitzi. That's called lechem shemivorchem olav hamoitzi. But this isis haklovim. Bizman ein aroy mochlim, if the shepherds never eat it, then you don't say hamaitzi. Then you don't say hamaitzi, and you're not supposed to use it. Ein arvim bo, you're not allowed to use it for eruv chatzeres. If you want to use it for a eruv tchumen, l'chora that should be good. The problem is we have to figure out. The Mishnah says you can only use it for shitufim mevuos bizman shaharoy mochlim emenu. But bezman she'en aray mochlem emenu, it says ein arvim bo ein mishtatvim bo. You can't use it for shetufim bo. Why not? Shetufim bo, so you can use other foods also. The din distinguishes between eruv chatzeres. Chatzer means an area that has a mechitza around it, and you have different families living in different batim. And that a mavui is if you an area that has a mechitza around it, it's a rishu sayachid min haTorah, and mitam takana shleim hamelach, it's a rishu sayachid with an isa tiltul. On the level of the Raisa, such a thing doesn't exist. The Rishus HaYachid with an Isa Tiltul. There's an Isa Tiltul and a Rishus HaRab. If something is a Rishus HaYachid, there is no Isa Tiltul. Shlomo HaMelech invented a new concept, a Rishus HaYachid with an Isa Tiltul. You have a Chatzir, Mechitza around it. So on the level of the Raisa, the whole thing is one big Rishus HaYachid. But because Reuven's family lives in this Bais, and Shimon's family lives in that Bais, so they ask around each other, so you have to make an Eruv HaTzeris. Eruv HaTzeris is Dafke Pas. Lechem shemavrochem olav hamoitzi. But shetufa mavuis, if you have two chatzeres opening up into a larger area, that's called a mavui. So shetufa mavuis, of them gate the Mishnah, the third parak in Erevin, bakol miarvin. You can make shetufa mavuis like a ruvit chumen, you can use any food you want. It doesn't have to be lechem. So if any food is good, so was teignisht over here? It has to be machalodim, but it is mekabel tumah because it's roi lechal adi atchak. But since it's not miyuchot for Michael Adam, so the Mishnah has a chiddush. That only is a no good, I can understand it's no good for eruv chatzeres, it's not lechem shemavachem olav hamoitzi. But the Mishnah has a chiddush on top of that. You can't even use it for shetufim mevuos. Because since it's not miyuchot for Michael Adam, so teiges nisht even for shetufim mevuos. So that's a shayla. What about the eruv tchumen? Also not good. Eruv Tchumen also has to be Mistam and Michael Adam. Whatever is that Mishnah about Kol Miarvin, whatever is good for Shetuf and Mavuas is good for Eruv Tchumen. Whatever is not good for one is not good for the other. So once the Mishnah tells you that this Isis HaKlovim, not only do you not say Hamoitzi, it doesn't have the Chashivas to say Hamoitzi, because it's not really Oymed Lachilas Adam, it's Oymed Lachilas Behemah. It doesn't even have the Chashivas. It is Mekabel Tumah because it's Nechal Adei Atchak Lebeni Adam. It's not like a bundle of hay. It's Michael Adam, it's Mekabel Tumah. But since it's not Meyuchat from Michael Adam, so you can't even use it for Shetuf and Mavuz. So Mestami, you can't use it for Eruvei Tchumen either. Al Pi Pashtus. Lachera. Then You only say Birchas Hamazon. Emzamnim is lav dafke emzamnim. Means you only emzamnim ala peris. The din is benchim mezunim means the whole chabura together offers one Birchas Hamazon. That's Birchas Hamazon b'chabura. So that's only on pas. So this is not called pas. So there's no Birchas Hamazon. I'll be pashtus. There's no Birchas Hamazon and there's no mezumen on it. I don't know why wasn't Mishnah Ches Isaklam should be put together. You're listing off all the dinim where it's relevant to Chameshes Mine Dogam. So they should have put this together in Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis about the Hamoitzi and the Netilas Yadayim and Eruv Yichatzeres. Only Alechem Shemavochem Olav Hamoitzi. I don't know why there's so many Mishnahs Mapsik. Mishnah Ches really is a Hemshech of Mishnah Aleph and Beis. I don't know. Okay.
In Mishnah Aleph, what is the difference between
Mishnah
Pesach and the Kriyoyim? Especially
if you hold that
the Kubra is.
Yeah, the simple reading in the Mishnah sounds like the Ktsira Soimer is Mata the Isa Ktsira. And the Hakrovasim is Mata the Yisra Achila. That's what it sounds like. Otherwise, why do you have two different Lashonis? But that's Tesis in Menachos learns that is the Machlokes Amaroyim in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. What's Mata the Yisra Ktsir? The simple Mashmos of the Mishnah is that one of them is Mutter Milifnei HaPesach. Once you do the Ktsir Asimer, is Mutter. And to be Mata the Yisra Achila, you need Hakrovas Milchosim. I don't know. That's the mashmas of the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like. I don't know.
The Mishnah says
Dvorim.
Why does it say
Minim? I don't know. It bothered me also. Why does it say Chamisha Dvorim? Should it say Chamisha Minim? I don't know. It's a good Kasha. These are all good Kashas.
Why is it in the second Mishnah they don't have the data
The Gemara Menachos in Brachos quotes a Brisa that they are mitzarfim zem zeh both for the isa kores as well as for the matzah. They have one matzah made from wheat and one matzah made from barley. Either hefer kazayis of this, hefer kazayis this. It says also liket binkulam kazayis yotza. I don't know why doesn't the Mishnah say? I don't know. It's because it's challah. The Mishnah's main interest is really challah, and this is a footnote. A side point, but the Brisa that the Gemara quotes both in Brachas and Menachos says that for Matzah and for the Chum is also Mitztarf, Kulam Mitztarf and Biyachan. Yeah. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu gets the tzivui to go to Eretz Yisrael, so it says that he goes with Lot, Vikach Avraham Sara Yishto, Ves Lot Ben Ochiv, Ves Kol Ruchushim Asher Achoshim. So it sounds like there's a close relationship between Lot and Avram Avinu. He's gone along. He believes in Elokei Avram. Ribbono Shel Olam told Avram Avinu to go to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Hanof Cheres. He's gone along. And then, it's called Rechushim afterwards. He takes his wife, he takes his Lot from his Chassidim, from his Talmidim, he goes along. Then it says, Vayira Ba'aretz, and they go down to Mitzrayim. And then they had an Esek in Mitzrayim, and then Avram Avinu goes back to Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of chapter Yud Gimel, it says, Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim, Hu v'ishto v'chol ha-shalo, v'lot imo ha-negbo. All of a sudden, Lot is at the end. Originally it says, Avram and his wife and Lot, let's call Rechusham. And here it has the Rechush before, as Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim, Hu v'ishto v'chol ha-shalo, all of his property, and Lot also came along. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, apparently Lot must have seen such riches there in Mitzrayim. Kibon ois chosid from Avram Avinu. Why should he lead a life of deprivation? He should be medaktik and mitzvahs kala kachamur. He should keep all these mitzvahs. There's such ashiras there in Mitzrayim. So he decided, he'll go back there. It's his soul. He's going to leave Mitzrayim. But he's just going in the same direction of Avram Avinu. He's not going with the same kavana. And then it says right away that there was right away a sichsuch. There was a riv because they had different hashkafa soilam. And then Avraham Avinu recommends to him, whatever you want, I'll go to the other way. So the pasuk says, what did he see? So he doesn't look to see where are the yeshivas and where's the Chassidus Rebbe and where's a tzaddik to be close by. He's looking for money. He's looking for wealth. He sees kikar hayardin ki chulo mashkeh lefnei shacheis Hashem esedoyim esamur ki gan Hashem ke eretz Mitzrayim. He liked it in Mitzrayim where there was a lot of riches. So he looks at esedoyim v'amur. This is ki gan Hashem ke eretz Mitzrayim. We know eretz Mitzrayim was full of tumah, was full of Gilei Arayis and everything. But he liked the riches of Mitzrayim. So he considers Mitzrayim Gan Hashem. And he says over here, by Zdoim Va'amoira, before the utter destruction of everything, he couldn't foresee that. So he says, he's going to go where the money is. He's going to go where the riches are. And that was the whole downfall of Lot. He lost everything. The Malachim came and they destroyed everything. A lot of times people make a decision when they get married, they're going to decide where they're going to live. So instead of deciding to live near the yeshiva, to live in a frumah neighborhood, they want to move somewhere else. If they have a whole group of people moving with them, they're going to found a new frumah neighborhood. Okay, echetes. But if they're not worried about the shmiras hamitzvahs, they're just like Lot. Lot was just interested in being where the riches were. So then, lifnei shacheis Hashem, before the Rabbanu Shalom destroyed, then it's a terrible decision. People have to decide. People are always influenced by the community. People shouldn't make a mistake and think they're going to stand alone. Everybody's influenced by the community. So you have to make sure that, like the Mishnah has in Pirkei Avos, the Tana says he's only going to live in a community where there are B'nai Torah. That was the mistake that Lot made.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.